I'm Bradley Johnson with 1-800-DUI-AWAY. Not getting behind the wheel after drinking is the best choice. But if you're pulled over, the next best choice is to call 1-800-DUI-AWAY.
It's another Jubal phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hi there. My name is Casey Rebeck, and I'm calling from your internet provider. I was looking for Sasha.
Speaking.
Sasha, how are you today?
Good.
The reason I'm calling today is that your contract with us is going to be up next month, and I'm calling to go over some pricing adjustments with you.
Okay. Like what?
Well, let me just pull up your account here, and I can tell you exactly what might be changing on your bill, okay?
Okay.
Okay, 1 second. According to our information, last month you sent and received 323 emails.
Wow.
Okay, that's a yeah, good amount. You streamed 33 hours of music and 26 hours of video.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And in the last 30 days, you visited 870 unique web pages. Cool.
I had no idea I went to so many.
Yeah, pretty cool. We have all that information at our fingertips, huh?
Okay, sure.
Okay, so here's my question. There was one day a week or so ago that you clicked on a link that said, "Impossible not to laugh at these epic fails."
What?
So did you laugh at the epic fails? Or did you not laugh? I'm just wondering if that site was worth it. Sounds funny, though.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember.
Oh. Okay. I mean, I think I would remember that, but that's fine. Anyway, moving on. There was also one titled "Simple Trick with an Empty Soda Can That Could Be a Real Lifesaver." How about that one?
What's going on?
Oh, just calling to go over some pricing adjustments with you.
Okay, but it doesn't sound like price adjustments. It just sounds like you're talking about what I clicked on or didn't click on.
Well, sorry, I got a little sidetracked when I saw some of the web pages you've been to. Let me just look at your account one more time. Oh, ooh, I do want to ask you about this, though, first. Okay.
What?
Well, there was another site you went to, and it said, "Ex-wife falls out of attic, has been living in it for 7 years. Whoa.
So what?
So what happened to the ex-wife? What's she been doing up in that attic for 7 years?
I have no idea what's happening right now. You know, if you're interested in this stuff that much, you can just Google it.
Yeah, but I've got you on the phone. I figured I might as well ask you. That's crazy. She's living up there for 7 years. What was she doing?
I have no f***ing idea, okay? You call me about the price adjustment. Can we just do that so we can get off the phone,
yes,
please?
Yes, I'm sorry. Okay, I get a little sidetracked when I see really interesting headlines like that. So.
Well, it's not professional, okay?
Okay, yes. I'm sorry about that. One thing I do need to know before we move on, though. Okay.
This better not be another clickbait thing, okay, that you want to know about. I don't remember a thing.
Oh, no, this is definitely not a clickbait thing. But there was a site you went to, and it said the 10 peanut butter recipes that'll take you to heaven and back. How was it?
Are you kidding me? I'm hanging up.
Was that your response? So, like, when you went to it, you're like, "Are you kidding me with all the peanut butter recipes? Should I check it out? Is that what you're saying?"
I don't give a whether you check it out. That's not on me, okay? I'm hanging up the phone now. You are wasting my time.
Well, don't hang up just yet, because I have to let you know it's a prank phone call first.
What? What is going on?
This is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. And your roommate Anna set you up.
This is a joke?
Yes.
Why?
Because she told me that you guys share the same computer and she just wanted me to play a joke on you, that's all.
What a colossal waste of time.
You know what? I agree.
So then why are you just keeping me on the phone?
Well, no, I mean, I agree it's a waste of time. You never told me about the peanut butter recipes. I'd like to know one of them, please.
Well, look it up yourself. And tell Anna thanks for wasting a whole bunch of my day.
Okay, all right.
You know, my day's already been
Yeah, okay. You know what would turn your day around? If you check out that article about that ex-wife who was up in the attic for 7 years, that'd probably...
Seriously?
Huh? Yeah, probably would make your day better.
Screw off.
Wake up every morning with Jubal phone tabs. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.